meeting, everybody have a chance to look at those? Are there any additions, edits, changes? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept them as presented.
I made a motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Nobody else here, so they're approved. next we'll go on to just talk about the Memorial Day ceremony, which is really the reason we're here tonight. Unless another agenda item pops up. So last meeting we sort of walked through the program as we think it sits.
I've got a couple of things.
Well, go ahead and go with a couple of things.
Clark's brother is going to sing the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Okay. So, is that where that other piece of special music is? Because we're going to do the National Anthem first, right?
Right.
So that later so, on,
correct.
After the laying of the wreaths, that's yes. When, okay. That would be perfect.
So he said the condition is that Clark accompanies him.
No.
Or you can just go in there and say that. You can sort of lip sync it.
I will. I'll lip sync, all right.
What's his name?
Tyler.
He was initially said he couldn't do it because he had another commitment, and then mm-hmm. he found out that he's been freed of his other commitment. So
I know we've got the mayor.
Mayor's wife will sing the national anthem.
The mayor's going to be there. The mayor's wife will sing the national anthem. Were you able to get the bagpipe?
Yes. And there's the other thing. As I asked him about playing a piece, he's going to play an opening piece mm-hmm. when we gather. Of course, he'll play Amazing Grace at the end.
Right.
But I thought...
The walking away thing.
Yeah, what if we have a piece while they lay the wreaths if he plays a piece? And he said that he's got a piece that he can play for that. He gave me the name, but I...
I'm for that.
But I just thought it might add a little...
It's playing the wreaths doesn't take very long.
Just momentarily, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want it to be too much.
All right, we got the opening piece, we got national anthem, we got special music, and then we got Amazing Grace. There's probably enough.
How many wreaths are getting laid?
Two.
Two.
Yeah.
It's not a very big pond.
No.
And they get done simultaneously.
Yeah.
So it's very brief.
Well, we introduce the families and then lay the wreath, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that, yeah, it won't take very long.
I think we just do the opening piece and the Amazing Grace for the bagpipe and that's okay. Good.
And we'll have the sheriff's also going to provide the bugler.
Perfect. For taps. Okay.
So we're going to do taps first and then the Amazing Grace. Yeah. So that's.
So they got the mayor, we got the national anthem, we got. Well, I guess I'll do welcoming remarks.
We've got a minister.
Yeah, we're going to parade the colors, sing the national anthem, and have a prayer.
I haven't got a commitment on a minister yet.
Okay.
I will by Friday. I could probably get one tomorrow.
If you don't, let me know, because I got some too, so okay. We're going to do that.
Still haven't called it that.
She hasn't committed. She said, let me check my schedule.
Yeah, well, she probably gets to ask. That's not a lot.
I think she's got something going on that week. I don't know.
Okay.
So, Parade of Colors, National Anthem.
Special meeting?
No.
Invocation. And then
pretty much I'm going to introduce you. Are you going to do the new names to the wall and then the wreaths?
Yeah, so I can do a tribute to the new names.
So the new names come next and then the wreaths, and you're going to introduce that or
so as far as the families I have, we have four. We have two of the new names. We'll have two family members.
We have those two on different wreaths so they can...
Correct. So what I thought I'd do is I'd pair them up with the current. So I've got
perfect.
Mathis Ball.
Mathis Ball. The new Shipley, or the, is the commander. What do we have his name? Anyway, maybe it was Shirley, the Navy commander.
Okay.
His family members. And then I have Jackie, her Peter Burks is her son, and Gina Patton, who Tyler Trevelyan is her son. So maybe we just took old and new, you know.
Two new and two experienced, yeah, pair them together, and then one board member with them too, at least. So okay. whoever's there that morning, we just decided we can just accompany them up there and lay the wreath. Okay.
And after that,
we have the special music.
That'd be a good, yeah, that's a good to do with Bethlehem. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know Mathis Ball's family, if I can be involved in that at all. Like,
yeah,
I grew up with
him, sure. Okay. Yeah, no, that'd be, you'd be perfect one.
Yeah. After the special music, I'll get up and introduce the mayor and introduce the speaker, right? Admiral Admiral Sadler says he's going to. He probably won't make 5 minutes. It's going to be very brief. That's but he cool. wants to read the Flanders Fields.
That's so appropriate.
He wants to do that.
So appropriate.
Hmm? What's it called?
It's Flanders Fields. It's a World War I era poem. So he'll speak. And then I'll get back up and just sort of introduce the closing. Or, you know, please rise for taps and remain standing for the closing, which is Amazing Grace. Thank you for coming.
Sound like we'll be, you know, 20 minutes.
Maybe 30, yeah, tops. Yeah. Which is about right.
Yeah,
that's a good.
It's usually what it always is.
Hmm?
That's usually what it always is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 23 minutes.
Yeah.
Tim, did you say you're going to have a PA system out there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because Tyler said he could bring his, but I'll.
And you're going to do 80 chairs, he said.
Yep, 80 chairs and then chairs for the people that will be sitting on the podium.
Up front, yeah, okay.
Did we have.
I personally won't be there. Senator.
That's unacceptable.
I have you in capable hands.
Bless you.
Thank you. Tony Sandlin, one of the park supervisors, and a couple of his guys.
Okay.
But so just have chairs, probably seven around the podium, eight.
Enough chairs for the board members and Admiral Sadler and the chaplain and the mayor. Yeah, so
nine.
Probably eight or nine. Yeah.
Eight or nine. Mm-hmm.
We really don't have to have one of the chaplain because he or she can sit in the front row and come up as far as that's concerned.
Then we'll have the speakers, mm-hmm. the microphones for the podium.
Okay.
Now, this isn't the amped system that we do for Veterans Day. This is just the speakers that will be sitting adjacent to the podium.
Okay.
So singing would probably be better.
Back away from the microphone.
Yeah, we'll probably start talking mm-hmm. back to you.
Unless they have their own.
Yeah. My brother.
Which we could set up over on the side for where the singer needs to be.
Because in that horseshoe shaped wall,
yeah.
voice projects pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah so very well. It projects outward.
It projects outward so much that when you're sitting there, you can't hear the speaker.
It's true.
I had no idea what General Campbell was talking about.
Oh, yeah. I was trying hard to hear what he had to say. Okay.
We've got a plan to bring the Veterans from North Texas Veterans Treatment Court to do a community service project. Do we have the Boy Scout troop cleaning the memorial the week before?
Chief plans examiner, he coaches a select baseball team. His team is going to do it, I think, this Saturday.
Okay, all right. Okay. Well, what we'd like to do is come out early the morning of and bring everybody out with some towels and maybe a couple of squirt bottles of water. Just kind of dust it off and spruce it up. Because probably won't have a problem this year, but last year when they were doing a construction, there was dust and everything, and it just
yep.
one week. So it's more of an opportunity for us to kind of bond with these guys. We've done some of these things before, so we thought very cool. We'd bring them out and encourage them to stay, add to the audience. And
what's the name of that group again?
The North Texas Veterans Treatment Court.
Treatment Court.
So, yeah.
C-O-U-R-T?
Uh-huh. So, it's going to be a mixture of those of us that are volunteers in the court and a mixture of some of the veterans who are participating in the court. But we don't distinguish the difference. We don't say, oh, that guy's a criminal.
So, don't put this in the...
Oh, you can? Yeah.
No, you can put it in there. Okay. You can put it in there. It's
volunteer to clean.
There, I would say Collin County Veterans Treatment Court.
Well, I think we're in pretty good shape then on the program. The only thing to do now is, you know, make sure we get it advertised and get it out in the media.
Yes.
So
I created an event on Facebook. I put it on the Veterans Memorial page, but I'm not really confident. I guess it's on there.
I need to go in and look, because I had one created, and I was waiting for the program, or for the list of what was the agenda to start it. But I saw you posted something.
Yeah.
And
it said make an event, and I said, yeah, and then I just started clicking buttons. And
You have a list of people that are set up as hosts. And were you trying to invite people?
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to take them off before.
I did that to invite them. I did that so that they would put it on their page.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a difference to invite people. But to host them, I like to... We should keep those, everybody separate, all the groups separate, because we're the ones that host it. So...
But the people I put on there were city, leaders, the mayor, and city council members,
right.
And that. So
yeah.
And so now it's time to start sharing it to some of the other local pages, which I'll do.
The city did.
City.
They announced it.
You ever got that posted? Mm-hmm.
As long as we're talking about people attending, I ride with the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association. They're not a MC type club. They're a charity club. They're all combat veterans that ride. There's going to be about 25 of those show up in their colors. Very so I just wanted y'all to know that. And,
that's perfect.
It'll be loud when they roll up, but they'll be there.
Yeah, but they'll roll up well before the ceremony starts.
Sure. So. Oh, heck yeah. I just wanted y'all to know.
Yeah. Marlene, you want me to, get this typed up into what looks sort of like a program so you can post it with your... thing, or doesn't matter?
It does matter.
Okay. So you, now that you know what's going to happen, you can put it, okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
All right.
We did have kind of one open-ended thing from last week, and I'm assuming it got voted, but that was the, what was the guy? Chrismon?
That third person that we wanted, the second piece of information.
Chrismon, yeah.
Okay.
So I sent that to you. I
saw that.
And we put him on the program. Is he...
He's on there because you voted unanimously. You just wanted to let everyone else know that you had that second information, which I sent to everybody.
Okay, all right, cool. Yeah, he...
I think we're in compliance now. We voted for him conditioned upon getting that second piece.
Okay,
and when you got that second piece, that was enough.
He was actually the younger brother of the one we added last year, and they were voting for him. Or no, excuse me, the other way. He's actually the older brother, the one that we added last year, and they were both born in Salina. So.
Okay. That sounds like we're in good shape.
So what's when's the engraver going to be out there?
Sometime between now and then. It's not raining. It's gonna miss.
If you could let us know, I'd like to go out there and maybe take some video of him doing that, because that might be something we can use later.
I'll show you the email.
Yeah.
Oh, the engraver?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it might be good to get some.
I haven't caught him yet.
Yeah, you could have several pictures of his hands working.
Yeah.
And
So I'll
get stuff to add on a future post, you know.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, pulling your phone out and sending a picture of your phone pics of them doing it is perfect.
Yeah, I see. Actually, see how it's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Right?
For my own curiosity.
Yeah.
He's got. I bet it's siren tags, suction cups.
Probably.
I bet it's a little machine sticks on there with suction cups and
types it in. Yeah. This font, this size.
That's what I would imagine.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though, you got to be precise because. If you're not level,
mm-hmm.
if you're not spaced properly,
you're going on that wall.
It looks good so far.
Something that I know through the company that built, excuse me, I'm sorry, that we need to entertain, maybe not on this upcoming event, but the last event we had, the bicycle shop that was there is the only restroom, and they were closed that day. I had several people ask me where a restroom was. So in the future, if we're going to keep getting bigger and bigger crowds, we're going to have maybe
a couple of
porta johns or something.
I don't know about that because, let me ask you this. When the Congo, that's actually a pretty long ceremony sometimes. Do they have anything like that?
I don't know. They have that building that has restrooms in it, but... We have, in the past, we have cleared it with those apartment complexes mm-hmm. to use their lobby.
Well, we just need to make sure that...
And now there's two apartment complexes, so we got twice as many as we used to.
Okay.
So we need to touch base on it. Unless they have a problem, in which case then we probably should get a porta can.
Uh-huh.
But so far they've been willing to cooperate and allow us to use their lobby bathrooms. We just need to make sure we touch that base.
Well, we might just at the beginning of the event just say if you need to use the restroom.
Yeah, point people in the right direction. Yeah. Sure, that would be a thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, help me remember that.
Yes, sir.
Next time.
The November one's just the bigger one. So.
Yeah.
We can get those. We have a vendor.
So if you get portables, or I can make sure, because I always contact each apartment complex, so they send out an email blast to all their residents, notifying them of the event, you know,
mm-hmm.
we get loud music,
mm-hmm.
they'll come and make a fool.
is that the image they use?
That's what I tell them. So I would just
we can highlight it, point it out, as a housekeeping.
Well, we have a program for that event.
We can maybe put it
program.
Right. All right. Anything else to talk about with regard to the upcoming ceremony?
I'll hear back from the Mounted Patrol. I just sent a note out to them to see if they'll bring.
If they're not already obligated by now, but yeah. So.
I'm pretty sure that.
And let me know if you have trouble with the chaplain. We can get that nailed down in the next couple of days.
I'm going to see her Friday, so.
Okay.
If she can't commit, I'll notify you immediately.
Fair enough. And so we have no citizens here, so no citizens' comments. So are there any commissioners that have any comments? Thank you, Commissioner, for being here.
Or Commissioner?
Board members. Board members. So I called you a Commissioner.
We were promoted.
Maybe I promoted you. I'm just a board member, but you're a Commissioner. Right. In that case, then, nothing else. We'll just call ourselves adjourned.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We got to do a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Colin. Second by Eckwood. We're good. We're adjourned. Thank you. All right. Thank you all for coming out.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This will be a good one.